This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, everyone. You've tuned to Radio Kidnappers, the voice of Hawke's Bay, and I welcome you to Kiwi Country with Rita. I'd like to start today off with a great song from our very own Roger Tibbs, singing The Auctioneer. Originally from Lower Hutt, Roger was a member of the Hutt Valley Country and Western Society Band in the early 1970s before his solo career. He's an award-winning yodeler, balladeer, singer, songwriter, and his awards include the prestigious Tamworth Gold Guitar for top-selling album in Australasia. We have had the privilege of meeting Roger and his wife Denise a few times while running a country music event, and for all his fame, you wouldn't find a nicer down-to-earth couple. The song speaks for itself, and I challenge anyone to keep up with his great calling or yodeling.
Hey, right, so here we go there. What are we going to give for? Here come a lot number 29 in, and what are we going to give it for the little fella? There was a boy from Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidding out of $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid it on a $30, who'll you give me 30, who'll be the $30 bid? $30 bidding out, 35, will you give me 35, make the 35 to bid the 35, who will you bid it at a $35 bid? Now it's time when all he did his best, and all could see he did not jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn, just a-working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things in auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school where you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bidding at a $40, 40, will you give me 40, make it 40, bid it on a $40, who'll you give me 40, who'll bid a $40 bid? $40 bidding now, 45, will you give me 45, make the 45, to bid a 45, who will you bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. And the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore, he had all he could do and more, had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land, let's pause and give that man a hand, he's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bidding out of $50, 50, will you give me 50, make it 50, bid it on a $50, who'll you give me 50, who'll you bid a $50 bid? $50 bidding now, 55, will you give me 55, make the 55, to bid a 55, sold that hog for a $50 bid. Hey, we're right, sir, open the gate up, let them out, walk them, boys. Here come a lot number 29 in, and what are we going to get for? I bid a $600 down there, now 10, now 25, now 35, now there, 50, now 60, now 65, now 75. 75, another $85, another bomb there, bid a 90, bid a 90, bid a 90, bid a 95, $700 down there. Now 1, and a 2, and a 3, and a 4, bid 725, bid a 30, bid a 35, 40, 40, 40, bid a 40, bid a 45, sold.
Boy, do I wish I could do that. I've tried a few times, but the results are really not good. My next choice is the very special Noel Parlane singing, oh, and a bit more yodeling, the song titled There's a Love Knot in My Lariat. He was born in 1951 in Roxburgh. He became interested in music at a very young age and competed in many, many talent quests. Noel's public career began when the 10-year-old became a regular performer on the weekly Radio 4XD children's program called The Smile Factory. There he met Trevor Dore, and the two became friends and a performing duo. Later as a teenager, he formed a few bands and tried his hands at virtually any type of music, settling on country or country rock. In this song, I visualise a cowboy dressed in his leathers, working hard all day, mustering and roping strays, but all the time thinking about the sunset, going home and getting together with his girl.
I'll be thinking of you, girl, around the pines, thinking of the happy days gone by. Every time I swing my lariat, it makes me want to sing and play. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. As I ride the range all day, my old lass who seems to see as it winds around another stray. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. As I swing my old lassie, me on the loo, there's a love knot in my lariat. Just thinking of the happy days gone by. Every time I swing my old lasso, it takes me way back there with you. There's a love knot in my lariat, and it's waiting for my little prairie pet. As I ride the range all day, my old lasso seems to see as it winds around another stream. There's a love knot in my lariat, I'm just waiting for my little prairie pet. As I swing my lasso, hear me a little tune. There's a love knot in my lariat. Adieu.
Now for a bit of change from yodeling, this song is from a well-loved balladeer and songwriter called Dusty Spittle. You'll all remember him from way back. And this time I'd like to hear him singing the Kingston Flyer. Dusty's first album was released in 1967 and was followed by another 15 or so that were brimming with his own songs. During his career, he's written over 300 songs, mostly about New Zealand. With his lopsided grin, vice-like handshake, and a black hat, he became a familiar face around New Zealand. This song's about the train called the Kingston Flyer, which was originally a passenger express train running between Kingston, Gore, Invercargill, and sometimes to Dunedin. I just love the sound of the train, and if you listen carefully, you can hear a jew's harp being played in the background, adding a bit of atmosphere.
See the black smoke rising, hear that mournful whistle scream. She's a mighty locomotive from the golden age of steam. So open up the throttle, Mr. Fireman, sling that coal. Climb aboard the flyer, boys, and watch the drivers roll. The Kingston Flyer is the name people gave the train when she took supplies to settlers on the vast Waimea Plain. But she wasn't fast or modern, with smoke all trailing back, and the roar of progress drowned the clack of wheels upon the track. See the black smoke rising, hear that mournful whistle scream. She's a mighty the golden age of steam. Now in this age of wisdom, where tourists come and go, where everything just seems to rush and nothing travels slow, we miss that lonesome whistle, we miss the hiss of steam.
You're tuned in to Radio Kidnappers and you're listening to Kiwi Country with Rita. We really just have to have a song from Max McCauley. And today let's hear a little bit more wonderful yodeling with Max singing Back to the Mountains. Max is a Southland country and western yodeler. He learned his first guitar chords on compulsory military training in Burnham in the mid-1950s. It's hard to imagine it when you see him on stage, but as a boy, Max loved to sing, but hated to be seen doing it. He was apparently so shy that sometimes he sat in trees singing and yodeling to avoid anyone's eye. At the age of 8, a teacher at East Gore School asked him to sing in class, and Max agreed to do it as long as he could stand behind the blackboard. How shy is that? This is a nostalgic song about loving being in New Zealand and the lovely scenery we have. Having just been down in the South Island among mountains, rivers and lakes, I can believe that if you grew up amongst all that beauty, it would always call you home.
Take me back to the mountains of New Zealand, Switzerland, where the southern Alps reach the sky. There really is something grand, and no matter where I wander or ever chance to roam, the mountains of New Zealand will always call me home. Where the sun's gentle rays kiss the morning, as the bush-covered hills they ring, while the native birds call to each other as I am listening. That's why I love to yodel, that's why I love to sing about this lovely country that we're living in. Yodale, 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 yodale. There's lakes with crystal clear water and rivers that run to the sea, where the brown trout, rainbow and salmon keep on calling to me. It's here that I feel happy, it's here that I feel free, when I'm back up in the mountains that keep on calling me. Yodale, 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 yodale,
this next artist made a great impact on me with her amazing ability to write songs. And it's Anne Pascoe singing Grandma's Apron. Anne was certainly an authentic country girl who was born on a backcountry sheep farm. She milked the cows after her marriage and raised 5 children with her husband, Ross. Anne had always been a bit of a writer and she'd written a few poems, so writing songs became a natural progression. She wrote country song lyrics and after unsuccessfully trying to find someone to sing them, decided she had better do it herself. So she took singing lessons and learned the basics of singing and then stylized to country. I spent a little time with Anne and Ross a few years before her death and was always impressed with her love of sharing her music. Grandma's apron brings back lots of memories of my mother and the way she always wore what she called a pinny to protect her clothes while doing housework, and I'm sure you will love it.
Grandma wore an apron to keep her clothing clean. She wrapped and tied it round her. Her dress was seldom seen. With faded stripes, washed out flowers, this she always wore. Grand without her apron, I hardly ever saw. Grandma's useful apron, clean and fresh each day, to wipe your hands and nose on, for to dry your tears away. This very handy apron carried hot plates from the hob. It was like a comfort rug when Gran was serving love. To gather cones and kindling wood, Gran's apron was the sack. She gathered little fluffy chicks to save from dog attack. Or gently carry eggs she'd found or apples from the tree. That apron smelled of homely love when Grandma cuddled me. The company drove up the road, Gran's apron flicked the dust. Till the furniture would shine, a clean house was a must. If you didn't want to see them, those folks who came inside, under Grandma's apron, you could run and hide. When Grandma left for heaven, they took her to the church. They forgot to take her apron. I knew I had to search. I sadly found her apron behind her kitchen door. I cried on Grandma's apron and felt her love once more. I sadly found her apron behind her kitchen door. I cried on Grandma's apron to feel her love once more.
I wonder how many of you found a little memory in there. Like to move on now to another of our more recent artists, Graham McArdle singing I Don't Know What She Said. Graham was Helensville born and raised, and he's been a country music achiever since 1975 when he joined a local band. They were so busy that one year they only had four free weekends, so for a time he gave it all up to give some time for himself and his young family. He later started another band called Freightliner. Sadly, he passed away in 2015 after a long battle with cancer, but I will never ever forget having both Graham and Roger Tibbs as guests to a music festival when they got up together and did an impromptu version of The Auctioneer. It was wonderful. This is an amusing, slightly suggestive song, but I'm really sure you will like it.
Español was all I knew of the local lingo. That old pocket guide to Mexico wasn't much help to this out of place gringo. When I checked into my motel room, was held by a brown eyed señorita. She said, Bienvenido, señor, blah, 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 blah. Come on and stop, you mysterious. I don't know what what she said, but I sure like the way that she said it. A little voice in my head said, boy, you won't ever forget it. They say that Spanish is the language of love. Well, I love the way that it rolled off her tongue. I don't know what she said, but I sure like the way that she said it. As I followed her down the hallway, I was trying my best not to stare. The angel before me was a rare beauty indeed. J-Lo had nothing on her. She winked and she smiled at me sweetly. Say, senor, I quest to do must vey. My bapo and something about ho-hos. And I thought, oh baby, whatever you say. I don't know what she said, but I sure like the way that she said it. A little voice in my head said, boy, you won't ever forget it. They say that Spanish is the language of love. Well, I love the way that it rolled off her tongue. I don't know what she said, but I sure like the way that she said it. Later that evening in a local cantina, a mariachi band was playing. She held me close so her body would know that my body knew what she was saying. I don't know what she said, but I sure like the way that she said it. A little voice in my head said, boy, you won't ever forget it. They say that Spanish is the language of love. Well, I love the way that it rolled off her tongue. I don't know what she said, but I sure like the way that she said it. No, I don't know what she said, but I sure like the way that she said it.
This next one is from a not-so-well-known artist called Frank Wilson, and he's singing Itchy Feet. Frank is a New Zealand country folk singer who writes songs about his life and travels in New Zealand while travelling around in his motorhome. This is a song for all my motorhoming friends who are away travelling or wish they were. Some I know are in isolation because of restrictions, but once all of us oldies are allowed to travel again, I can just hear us singing this song. Take care of yourselves.
Rolling down the highway, cause I've got itchy feet. Rolling down the highway, listening to that motor beat. Don't know where I'm going, or how long I'm going to be. I'm rolling down the highway just to see what I can see. There goes a jolly farmer, whistling to his dog, bringing in his herd of cows to milk that flaming mob. I guess he thinks he's happy, but that is not for me. I'm rolling down the highway just to see what I can see. Now I pass an orchard, it's full of apple trees. Someone has to pick that fruit to send it overseas. Now an apple, just an apple, as far as I can see, and anyone can pick them as long as it's not me. Rolling down the highway, cause I've got itchy feet. Rolling down the highway, listening to that motor beat. Don't know where I'm going or how long I'm going to be. I'm rolling down the highway just to see what I can see.
A shepherd sits upon his horse, his dogs are in a pack. He's going to find those woolies in the hope to bring them back. Now I like my woolly jumper or my lamb chop for my tea, but to be a bloody shepherd is not the life for me. Some folks, they go out fishing, they think that's just the job. All day on some rolling boat in the hopes they'll make a bob. But I can tell you when I tried, I sat down on my butt. 'Cause every time that boat went down, my stomach came on up. Rolling down the highway, 'cause I've got itchy feet. Rolling down the highway, listening to that motor beat. Don't know where I'm going or how long I'm going to be. I'm rolling down the highway just to see what I can see. You've got to make a living, that I know for sure. And sometimes just to make it, you've got to work some more. But I am more than happy to be heading out of town. Anytime I think that work may be coming round. Rolling down the highway, 'cause I've got itchy feet. Rolling down the highway, listening to that motor beat. Don't know where I'm going or how long I'm going to be. I'm rolling down the highway just to see what I can see. Rolling down the highway just to see what I can see.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.